The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, the DK Network. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Midland, producer number nine, so much more than a producer.
What's up?
In the hizzy. How you doing, man? You good?
Good, man. How you doing?
What do you think? Button down maybe a little bit? Looks a little...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Button down.
Right, just making sure. Crack on the show today. Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crack Man, as we do each and every Thursday. Paul Carr will be here. Little Premier League picks a little day earlier than we normally have Paulie in the house. And we'll get into some other stuff here on the show as well, beginning with, shall we, with a little Survivor exercise. You want a little Survivor exercise before we get into tonight's game?
Let's go.
Just because I was just looking at these, I was just looking at the slate, trying to put ourselves in the shoes of the 30 remaining contestants, person slash group. Nobody has multiple entries left, but of the 30 remaining folks who are in this contest, it's Circus Survivor, which is for $9.267 million, or perhaps the Survivor contest that you are still part of in your neck of the woods of this country. That was very Today Show of me, by the way. I guess the first question before we get into this game tonight, how many of the 30, let's just, because it's an easy way to make a percentage on 30, right? How many do you think take the Steelers? They're going to be widely available, as opposed to, say, the Ravens, right, Sunday morning, which we won't throw into this mix, hosting the Rams, because most people, I would imagine, if not all of you, use the Ravens. Would you take the Steelers? Here are your choices. You want some choices? You got some choices.
Yeah, give me choices.
Steelers tonight hosting the Patriots.
Okay.
By the way, just to give you a gauge of the market, they're 6-point favorites tonight against the Patriots. The New Orleans Saints, 4.5, 5-point favorites, somewhere in that pocket, hosting the Carolina Panthers. They're going to be, I would say, popular as well. Someone might go for the Texans, 4-point, 3.5-point favorites on the road against the Jets. I don't think people have the Niners left. They might be, maybe they do. I don't think so. So we're not going to include that one in the mix here, but those are the two, and the Dolphins, obviously, or the Packers. Okay. So your choices are the Steelers tonight,
yeah,
hosting the Patriots, the Saints hosting the Panthers, or the Packers on the road against the Giants on Monday night, the second of the two Monday night games. You're a Survivor player. That's your choice. Who do you take?
Yikes.
This is
okay.
Great.
I'm not going Steelers.
You are not going Steelers.
Not going Steelers. As much as I have been picking on the Patriots this whole season in the past few weeks, I'm still not going Steelers. I think I'm going with the most likely Jameis Winston led.
Oh my God.
New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Because the Carolina Panthers are that bad. Look, the Packers have been hot recently. I don't think that would be a bad call either. I think that the Giants with a... I'm kind of surprised this isn't being talked about more, but I'm pretty sure Tyrod Taylor is completely healthy and back at practice, and they are fully going Tommy DeVito at this point.
That became aware to everybody here over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, he can play, but they're going DeVito.
I don't know if I've ever seen a bigger just white flag signaled on a season than that. It's pretty massive. So I think there's, if you wanted to go Packers, I don't think you're going.
All right,
I don't think it's wrong there.
Of the three games I mentioned happen to fall into the category of the team, the underdogs in those three games, Patriots, Panthers, Giants, among the three worst teams in the NFL, if not the three worst teams, would part of your assessment would have to be who you truly believe is trying. Some people believe all three are trying. Some people believe none of them are trying. Some people believe some are and some aren't.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that would be like the biggest part of that handicap.
Yeah, that's a great call. And maybe then I'm picking on the worst team because I think the Panthers are still at... Like, they're trying and losing games, right? Like, they're trying and still just losing every game.
Right.
And at some point, you still have to try to continue. You have to try to continue to develop Bryce Young, right? Like, you're not just going to, unless they finally wave the white flag on the season, just don't want to get him to get hurt and put him on the bench. Until we see that, though, I think you got to assume this team's going out there and trying to win every game.
Panthers are the one that does not have their draft pick. So that would be the answer to that question. I think the quickest knee jerk to that. Let's talk about tonight's game. We will circle back to Survivor. Steelers 6-point favorites in this game tonight. The total is at 30. We saw some 29 and a halves come up briefly.
Oh, did we?
We hit did that? Okay. In some spots, but it's 30 right now. All right. So I think most people, by the way, it's Zappy, Trubisky, catch the fever tonight. I'm going to the first NBA game and then I'm coming home to watch this.
Oh, nice. Okay.
What the hell am I doing?
It's amazing. Are you kidding me? We live in Las Vegas. We get to go to an NBA game that means something at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I mean the fact that I'm leaving to go watch this game.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what you're doing there.
Yeah. Parles was like, you want to go? I'm like, I kind of think I'm going to watch the NFL game. All right. So listen, we know all the facts about the Patriots. 5-game losing streak. They've averaged 9.4 points a game over those last five. That's almost impossible. 9.4 points a game over their last five. They've scored 13 total points in their last three games combined. Talk about impossible-er. New word. They got no Ramondre. He's out against a fifth-ranked Pittsburgh defense, according to DVOA. Zappy, and I get it, there was weather in a game against the Chargers, but he ranks 44th out of 45 qualified quarterbacks in success rate. The only player he's ahead of, Tim Boyle. Oh, God. Then they got DeMario Douglas. He's out tonight. Devontae and Juju, they're questionable. I don't think the Steelers are a big drop-off from Pickett to Trubisky. I don't think most people do.
It's huge, yeah. I think there is a drop-off, but I don't think it's sizable at all.
Najee's going to be a game-time decision. I don't think there's anybody who thinks it's a drop-off to Jalen Warren. If anything, it's a step up.
That's been another crazy story for Pittsburgh this year. Like, the 1 week Tomlin was like, all right, Jalen Warren, like, he's the guy going forward, and then Najee Harris had, like, his best game.
I want to love Najee. He's a great kid.
Me too.
Great kid, but it just never, like, every time he gets the ball, you're like, what a wasted play this is.
No, totally, but then, like, it feels like the past couple weeks, he's had some of his better weeks ever since he's, like, been put on the hot seat.
That's true. Then they also have a left guard by the name of Isaac Sumalo, who's also a game-time decision, but the dude who filled in for him last week, Nate Herbig, actually played very well. Let me make the case, though. Can I do a performative exercise?
Sure.
I'm not saying I'm betting the Patriots, but everybody's going to tell you why the Steelers, you know, are justified as a 6-point favorite. But let's have an exercise as to why you might justify the Patriots here.
Wait, real quick, is that the vibe you're getting? Like, are you getting the vibe that this is, like, a lot of people are loaded up on the Steelers side?
I'm getting the vibe no one's touching the side.
Okay, then that's where I'm at. Yeah. Okay.
But I just want to make a case. I'm not getting a vibe that they're taking the Patriots either.
No, that's where I was going to laugh at the Survivor exercise.
Yes.
Because as much as I talked about not wanting to take the Steelers here, I'd still lay 6 points with the Steelers.
Well, that's what
before.
I mean.
Yeah.
So let's just go. I'm not saying I'm doing this, but just for the giggles of this, let's go through why one might justify betting the Patriots. Okay. So I mentioned, three games now, they've scored a grand total of 13 points. Kelly Billen, do you know that they've outgained their opponents in every one of those games? Outgained in total yardage, right? As we've talked about on Guessing Lines, we just don't put them together week to week. But in each one of those games, they've outgained their opponents by an average of 52 yards a game. They lost to the Colts 10-6. They outgained them 340 to 264, or -1 in turnovers. The Giants game, they lost 10-7. They outgained the Giants 283 to 220. They were -2 in turnovers. Those accounted for all the Giants' points. Chargers this past week, they outgained them not by as much, 257 to 241, but also -1 in turnovers. Also, and by the way, the Patriots defense ranks second in rushing defense, DVOA. And the Steelers, if you go into some metrics, have the second highest early down run rate in neutral situations. We get that from Sean Kerner over there at the Action Network. So shout out to him for that. But if you go into each one of those three games where they outgain their opponents, all right, work with me. I know a lot of people are like, I don't know. I'm just trying to give both sides of the
argument
here.
Making the case, yeah.
Just trying to make a case. In that game against the Colts, which they lost 10-6, and they had a -1 turnover differential, but they outgained them 340 to 264. They had a 2nd-and-12. You may remember this at the Indianapolis 15 with 4:24 to go in that game. Mac Jones picked by Julian Blackmon. Okay. They were there. They were right there to win that ball game. The Giants game, as I said, -2 in turnovers. Those led directly to all 10 Giants points. They held the Giants to 10 first downs. That is it. That's it. 10 first downs.
My favorite
play of the year. Remember, that was the game where there was the horrible Jones pick. Remember the one where you, like,
oh, it was
as
glorious.
You watched it, you were like, what? Oh, you had the Giants. I was like, what was that pass? And then Zappe had a pick late as well when they were matriculating the ball down the field. The Jones one was horrible. Yeah. And then the Chargers game this past week, not as dramatic as that, but they did get it to 4th and 5 at the Chargers 30. And then Zappe was sacked by Derwin James on a 4th down play where you're like, are they even trying? So I'm just saying, in all three of those games, they outgained them. Yes, it was the turnover. So you have to sort of ask yourself, is it the turnovers that is the norm and will be, quote unquote, the sustainable thing? I know that's, you know, not the way you want to talk about sustainable. Or is the fact that they outgained their opponent and their defense is really good, and that if it were not for those turnovers, which are, let's face it, more random typically for NFL teams, that they're actually, that is actually the sustainable part, that the Patriots have just been unlucky to some degree.
Oh, I think when you talk about any team that bad, it's a combination of both.
You can't be this bad, right?
Right. Like, it's a combination of some bad luck with your poor play as well. I think one I will be interested in, I'm trying to find a number, I don't see it.
Did I make you want to take like the Patriots +6 or the Patriots +3.5?
No, not at all, but I think Ezekiel Elliott rushing plus receiving yards could be a good look over tonight. I mean,
by the way, he's not much of a drop-off. I know people think he is, but if you go into the stat, he's not much of a drop-off from Rondo.
He's been pretty good this year when I've seen. But yeah, Stevenson's going to be out, and then what? You've got a quarterback that's going to be looking to dump it down all night with pressure.
The biggest case of always is the total's 30. Don't you just take the points?
I mean, yes. Like that, the 6 points are worth a whole lot more than 6 with a total set of 30.
This has been a performative exercise from a numbers game here at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. We're coming back talking some hoops next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, we got to take a break and talk about Zyn nicotine pouches. We're always debating what a team needs to do to get to number one, but Zyn nicotine pouches are already there. Help millions of people achieve lasting change, earning the title of America's number one nicotine pouch. Find your Zyn at your local convenience store or online at Zyn.com. That's ZYN.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. By the way, the right angle sports pick yesterday, we were going for 3-0 with right angle sports. I think we were ahead for 39 of the 40 minutes.
Even want to ask you. Yeah, like, was it a rough ending?
It was a rough ending. Didn't get there with Detroit Mercy.
Like, I knew I wasn't going to watch it, so I just, you know, I'm getting my alerts just of, like, halftime and final score. Halftime, it was looking good. I think I checked in at one point in the second half. It was looking good. And then that final score came across my phone.
Till it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I texted Michael Craig from Right Angle afterwards. I was like, oh, we deserve better. He said, this is how my week has been going. He mentioned that when he was on with
us. Yeah, that's true. He did say
He's just in that rut. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Jesse Welch, happy Hanukkah to my favorite tribesmen.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks for letting me know. It's Hanukkah.
Starts tonight. There you go.
now that you mentioned it, my mom did call last week. You know, Gilly, it's Hanukkah next week. Mike Staggs, did you hear that Tomlin is 0-6-1 against rookie coaches? If I knew that before last week, I would have never took the Steelers in Survivor. I would have taken the Ravens this week. Let's see. X Prime, Twitter loves Zeke receivers over. Receptions over. He says REC. Receptions over 2.5.
I didn't know Twitter loved that. I think that's a good call by Twitter,
right.
Actually.
I like that one. A Joe named Jim. Wow, I can't even pinpoint what I'm feeling, but the Ray Pierce story is just wow.
Yeah.
Had to share that this morning. Okay, Paul Carr joins us, ladies and gentlemen, from True Media Networks, also the host of the Expected Value podcast from his lair in Topeka, Kansas. How you doing, Paulie?
I'm good. Actually, just got back from MLB winter meetings this week. Met with a lot of MLB teams, had some fun out there at Opryland. So, yeah, it went pretty well.
The best tweet I saw about it, someone was saying, I wish I could quote it exactly, but someone goes, wow, it's like a walking immaculate grid in here.
It really is. I mean, I would love to just sit out in the lobby or the various lobbies and watch the baseball world go by. I mean, it's just, you see, you know, whether it's TV people, you see a lot of people that you half recognize, but you know, it's like a GM and you've seen them in front of a podium, but there's no logo behind them and they're not wearing a suit and you can't place them. There's a lot of that, or players you think you recognize, but not in uniform. And yeah, it's a lot of fun just hanging out and watching the baseball world mill by.
Juan Soto was indeed traded to the Yankees yesterday. Yeah. I see the World Series futures got to like 8-1 on that. Is there any Shohei buzz? Did you get any feeling about Shohei, where he might end up? No.
Soto was really the buzziest thing because I think it seemed imminent at the time. And then Ohtani is next, and talk to a couple agents who have players further down the list. And they say they're just on standby. Like everyone's waiting for Ohtani to happen. So your next, you know, tier of people, especially on the hitting side, can fall into place. So they're just waiting for the Soto domino that's fallen. Ohtani, I think, is next, and everyone just kind of going to wait for it to keep rolling downhill after that.
There's the Soto trade, by the way. Juan Soto and Trent Grisham go to the Padres. Padres send Michael King, Drew Thorpe, Randy Vasquez, Johnny Brito, and Kyle Higashioka. Higashioka. I'm sorry. Tried to get that right.
Yeah, I thought that was a little
here's
too
the thing. I've heard some people try to make the case that this was like a good trade for the Padres. Stop it. It's not a good trade for the Padres. The Padres, it's so funny with Major League Baseball economics. They had all the money in the world. They went all in. Yeah. They spent all this money on these massive contracts for Machado and Bogarts and Yu Darvish. Who am I forgetting? One other. Fernando Tatis Jr., these long-term deals. And then it doesn't work out. Their TV deal goes by the wayside. They now want to keep it under $200 million. And Soto, who was on the only one more year, he was clearly going to be the guy they got rid of to help them get to that point. So it just shows you how these Soto is going to be playing for his third team at the age of 25, which is just incredible that he has ended up in those situations now twice with the Nationals and the Padres. It's crazy.
I think the economics are just going to keep shifting really quickly, whether it's because of an owner who decides and then doesn't decide to spend money. Like, what are the Mets going to look like? You know, they got rid of Scherzer and DeGrom, and who knows what they'll look like going forward. You mentioned the RSN money, like that's changing. You know, teams are going to get a lot less money from that moving forward, but maybe MLB can consolidate something into a national something or other. So it's going to keep happening, I think, as the people shift in and out and the TV finances keep shifting a lot too.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll make people love baseball more, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Sell your team off.
All right, before we get to your picks, you send a note about your theme of these picks, but you also go, and by the way, Florida State got hosed, you mentioned. You're on the Florida State got hosed side of things, yes?
I agree with pretty much everything that you said on Monday. I mean, at the very rudimentary level, you went undefeated in a good conference and played a reasonable schedule. I mean, what more do you want? And to me, if it were really about, you know, best, you can definitely understand they may not be the best team, but then why are they fifth in the rankings? Shouldn't they be like eighth or something like that? If we're just worrying about that. So just kind of the inconsistency of story to make it fit whatever the convenient narrative is right now is pretty frustrating.
I'm with you. Obviously we've made that clear this week, but Kelly sort of advanced this story off air. So what they're doing, something the lawmakers are trying to do.
There's been the politicians sending letters and they're trying to like make sure all the communications get saved because they want evidence of how this is discussed and everything. I don't know if I'm fully on board with that, but the Orange Bowl did cancel the news conference for Kirby Smart and Mike Norvell today. Don't know what that's all about, but we might have a boycott situation going on here by Florida State.
I'd love a little drama, actually.
I'm kind of on board for it. Boycott. Let's go for it. I mean, what are we gonna? They're gonna go up against Georgia and get smacked, and everybody's just gonna be like, "See,
totally, just so not the most." See, it's exactly what they're gonna say. All right, trio of picks, Premier League. Let's go. What you got?
All right, let's fade bad team number one. I'm going to go for a Brentford win at Sheffield United on Saturday. -135 is the price. Sheffield's the worst team in the league. They have the fewest goals, and they've conceded the most goals. So I don't have to tell you, Gil, that's bad.
That's bad.
They do have a new manager. They brought in Chris Wilder, who used to be their manager a little while back, and now he's back. So they didn't look awful against Liverpool in the first game, but I need to see more before I'm convinced that Sheffield United's turned anything around. Brentford's in 11th place, but their underlying numbers are a lot better, as high as top five, depending on what metrics you want to look at. Dealing with some injuries, but I just have a lot of confidence in Brentford. They're solid defensively. They should be able to handle Sheffield United on the counter and do some countering of their own. So I take the better team here, Brentford, to win at -135 against Sheffield United.
The theme continues in the other Saturday game.
if Sheffield's not the worst team in the league anymore, it might be Nottingham Forest. They're at Wolverhampton, and I will take the Wolverhampton win here at -115. Wolves is not great. I thought I picked them for relegation this year, but they changed their manager a lot earlier than I expected. It took like a week instead of a month or two, so that kind of blew that pick. They've scored in 14 straight games since getting shut out in the opener, and they just kind of grind these things out. It's not always pretty. They don't have a ton of shots, though the quality's been decent lately. Forest, they lost 5-0 to Fulham on Wednesday, and Fulham's not great. They've lost 4 straight over RS Forest. Their top scorer is out. And Wolverhampton's just been decent under Gary O'Neill, the new manager who's come in and stabilized the team. So Wolverhampton to win at -115.
All right. And then Sunday you have a total.
Yeah. And this is kind of the story of the Premier League at the moment, at least, in that Man City's winless in 4 straight. But they're going to Luton Town, who, again, if those other two teams aren't the worst one so far, it might be Luton Town. So I think there's going to be a lot of goals in this. Luton Town did play Arsenal pretty well midweek. So you could take Man City to cover 2.5 if you want to get a slightly better price. But I'd just rather play the over at 3.5 at +110. Essentially, I'm trading 3-0 to get the 3-1 result in case Luton Town sneaks a goal here, which I think they very well could. City's just in a weird spot. They played maybe the worst game I've seen them play under Pep midweek, losing to Villa. They were outshot 22-2, which is the fewest shot a Pep Guardiola team has ever had in a league game. So I'm not convinced anything's wrong with City yet, but if there's another performance or two like that, then we might have some issues. But I just think there's going to be goals here. It's one of those revenge type of narratives where they're going to come out and rack up some goals, and Luton Town's going to be on the receiving end of a beatdown. So over 3.5 goals at +110.
All right, Saturday, with the theme being picking on bad teams and exploiting bad teams, Saturday, Brentford over Sheffield United. Paul is taking Brentford there. Saturday also, Wolverhampton over Nottingham Forest. And then Sunday, the over 3.5 goals in the Man City Luton Town game. I always bring up this guy because I just always find it funny. One of the valets in my building. Well, how's that for a relatable phrase, by the way, Kelly?
How's it going?
One of the valets in my building. It's like I'm Hudson Swafford on the PGA Tour.
That's not easy.
He's the Arsenal fan. The Arsenal fan. His name is Kim. They're in first place, are they now?
Okay. They're first place by a couple points. You know, 6 points over City.
You know how he's greeted this? He's like, oh, we're totally messing it up. Like, there's no joy whatsoever. He cannot bring himself to have any joy over this.
It just means he is a true Arsenal fan. But they're in decent spot. I mean,
that's what I keep saying.
Plus 550 title bet on them, and I think they're +250-ish now.
Yeah,
so.
+250.
I'm like, Kim, is this going to happen? He's like, no, it's not. It's not going to happen.
Paul, even money on Man City, is that the best we're going to see the rest of the year?
It's totally not happening.
I don't think it's going to get. Yeah, I don't think it's been even money or plus money in a long time. Even last year, a lot of times it was usually still pretty juicy.
Paul, appreciate it as always. Good luck on all the bets. Enjoy, man.
Thank you. Same to you.
Paul Carr, at Paul Carr, C-A-R-R on Twitter. Again, True Media Networks, the Expected Value Podcast. Teasers and crack unscripted next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in this morning, we very much appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. And as always on Thursdays, Unscripted with crack man Bill Krakenberger. After the show today, I will be doing the Megapod as per usual on a Thursday. Brent Musburger gracing our presence on the Megapod today. Very excited for that. So we'll do that and try to get it out as soon as we can today on the Beating the Book feed. As always, a great, great year on the Megapod. I think this is my favorite Megapod year of all time because, first of all, the picks have been great, but also every guest has just brought it this year, and we've just had a fantastic time on the show. If you haven't checked it out yet, I would just sort of offer it's the perfect blend of insight and comedy, I would put it that way.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it really is.
I'll tell you what, I'll challenge anyone. I don't know if there's another show on radio, TV, anything that has more winning gamblers on than yours.
I'm grateful that they all spend their time coming on.
No, you have There's some really good.
No one's getting paid, and everybody just comes on willingly.
I'm looking to get paid, just to let you know.
Side note, Brent.
Is it Brent's coming on today?
Yes.
Should I ask him? See if Brent can, give some of that money up.
Before we start the Megapod, just as I should ask it, you're like, Brent, will you think Bill could get paid?
Yeah.
So I'll start with that. Okay. See how that goes over.
Hi, Brent. How you been? By the way,
before I forget.
I knew there was a by the way in there somewhere.
Before I forget.
Yep.
That's right. He'd be like, I came all the way down here, lad, to get solicited. Okay. So there's NBA games in town today. Live NBA games. You have no interest in going?
Listen, I heard. Wait, the NBA tournament's here now?
Yeah, two games today.
I have a friend that's coming in tomorrow for NBA, he said.
The finals are Saturday.
Well, let me just tell you, we're unscripted here, and I'm going to put my hands together. I pray to God that what happens the last time NBA, like the All-Star game was here.
Oh, stop
it. Everyone walked out and didn't pay their checks and flipped over tables. Restaurants closed the doors. Casinos were. I just hope that kind of a crowd and that element doesn't come in. I'm not an NBA guy, so I don't support them.
So you're not
I'm
going?
No. I may go out there with a picket sign.
Kelly, you are going on a press pass, right? You're big maher with the press pass.
Yeah, I'm working.
I paid you. Yes, I know.
I'm working.
I paid my way. The difference in the price. We're talking good seats, right? The difference in the price between the afternoon game today, which is the first of the two semis, it's an afternoon game, so allegedly people are working.
Interesting. Okay.
Versus the finals on Friday.
Oh, wow.
On Saturday. Pardon me.
That's
on Saturday.
What they're coming in for, yeah.
So the first of the two games today for a center section seat, not like way up front, but like midway to the back of the first section. So the best sections in the whole arena, closest to the court.
Not up top.
Center. 200 plus if you bought them today for the afternoon game.
Okay, that's not bad.
Is that a lot?
That's not a lot. That's for the afternoon game. That's for the afternoon game.
Oh, I thought you meant the main game. Okay.
Fast forward to Saturday night's final. Do you know how much the same seat costs if you go to like a Ticketmaster right now?
$700.
That's crazy.
$1,000.
No way.
I'm not talking about AA or BB.
Wow.
I'm talking about like row P, as in pneumonia.
Unbelievable.
See what I did there?
What were they tonight? Do you know that?
Little more than this. They're like 400-ish tonight.
Wow.
So it's like double tonight, but then it goes double and more for the Saturday night game.
Yeah, if you're wondering why there's a 4-hour difference in start times in these games, NBA going to get their money. Yeah. They're going to get their money if they're putting this on.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, listen, I hope everyone has a good time, safe, fun time. It's fantastic. Look at the total on this first game, 257. Yeah. My God.
We were talking about it earlier.
Wow.
If that gets to a, you know, there's a handicap on that. It's a body clock game, right? Like, how are they going to get to 257? It's not a time of day they're really used to playing.
Right.
But the Pacers, I feel like the Pacers, if you threw up a 290, they would look at the 290 and they'd be like, oh, we'll get this.
Now, are these televised? Then the Laker game will be on TV, right? Are these televised?
Well, they are, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
I think ESPN and TNT are like doing awesome.
They're overshadowing this unbelievable Thursday night football game.
I know, Bill. I'm going to be so upset. I'm missing it.
What
tonight?
Is going on? By the way,
ESPN for the early game, TNT for the night game.
Big move just now, guys. On air, live move here on air. Circa just went from 6 down to 5.
Oh, they must have heard my riveting first segment where I made the case for the Patriots.
Westgate, 5.5. Are you putting this out there? This game just move, major line move. Circa going from 6 to 5. Westgate going down also. A couple other casinos going down. This has to have something to do. Look at this, Gil.
And Westgate, 29.5. We got a 29.5 back.
29.5.
In the 20s.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a moment. Let us pause. Wow. Seriously.
This is a correlated parlay. This is plus 6 and under 30.
Okay, so this is what I said earlier. I go, maybe the best thing you can even say about this game is, whenever the total is this low, and by the way, when I say whenever, I mean it's never this low, and you're catching 6, now 5.5, maybe it's just an autoplay on the dog, because what is that, you know, if you conflate the two, it's 18 to 12 is what the final's supposed to be. Maybe you just autoplay the dog, and again, I gave the speech earlier, I'm saying tongue-in-cheek, that we had something to do with it, but I gave a speech earlier, a performative exercise, as to what you can actually put check marks in the Patriots column for, and they've outgained their last three opponents. Their rush defense is really good. Their defense as a whole is really good. They're going up against Mitchell Trubisky. I'm trying.
I mean, this is
they got really close downfield in some of those games to winning it, and then they threw a pick. That's not going to happen every game, is it? Is it? Is it?
So I'm sorry. I'm actually trying to put one of these correlated parlays in.
You do your thing. See if it takes it.
Plus six under. All right, 1,000 to win 2,600. Yeah.
There you go, baby.
There you go.
There you go.
I normally wouldn't say to do that, but I don't know. It just looks like that. Now the steam's coming on.
Cut to a shot of Bill tonight.
So if you can get plus six under 30. Yeah, I just
cut to a shot of Bill. It's like Steelers and the Steelers win it 24-0.
That could probably be the score. I mean, we know that.
But I do want to take this moment before you say 29.5. Can we just absorb that for a second?
Well, it's think about what we've hit in this segment. We just talked about an NBA total at 257 and an NFL total at 29.5.
So great.
That's amazing.
What a day. 257.5. And I'm leaving. I'm leaving after the first game to subject myself to the 29.5.
Let me ask you, has anyone talked about this? And listen, I never tease totals. How about a three-team 10-point teaser where you tease over, by the way, just went to 29 in the sports book, 29. Oh, so you tease over 19.
Oh, how low can you go?
Over 19, Cleveland-Jacksonville over 20. With like San Fran minus a half.
Oh, you want to work in Army Navy at all too?
Army Navy 17.5.
Bill, the answer to your question is that we talked about this when Iowa was playing Nebraska, right? Iowa was playing Nebraska, and the total got to what 24.5. I want to say.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we said, you know, again, what your premise was, teasing totals. You're not supposed to do
I
that.
Never do that. Never.
But when
never
you have my life. When you have a historical anomaly like we have in this Iowa-Nebraska game, and we had in Iowa-Nebraska, and that we're having with this game tonight, you don't know. There is not enough data to support a definitive, you can't tease this. Of course you should. Huh. Like, of course you should, because there's no precedent for this. Like, why wouldn't you do something creative and try? Now, it'd be hilarious if the game's 6-3 and we'll all laugh at ourselves.
Like last week, 6-0, right?
But I mean, let's have some fun with it, right? I mean, it could happen. I'm not saying it's foolproof, but you can't convince me it's not as good a bet as anything out there.
None of the three of us bet it. We're not putting that out there.
We haven't done anything yet. But let me just say yet.
But it's an interesting thing to think of it.
The only reason it's a yet is because I'm sitting here doing a show. But once I have a moment to myself, there's no telling what I might do with this.
I mean, it's just interesting when you never see totals this low. But yet I did hear, maybe it was Fez or somebody, I heard someone say that four games that were totaled this or less, 31 or less, all four were, or three of the four went under, and one maybe
Cleve TA was talking about that today.
Oh, okay, yeah. So someone else.
Or yesterday was on the show talking about how these historically these
do go under.
When you get really low, they still go low.
Yeah, but how low can you go?
Death row.
29.
What a brother know.
Wow.
This is, now it is, I'm seeing it too, 29.5 is
the
about
sixes
to
are
be.
Sixes are disappearing, right?
Sixes are disappearing. 5.5 painted now.
5.5 painted.
5.5 painted.
Yeah, Circa was 5. So, yeah. Circa took a bet.
Oh, by the way, Jacksonville-Cleveland, now we get to weather games on Sunday.
Yes.
Jacksonville-Cleveland is right around the same number on Sunday morning.
Jacksonville, yeah, there's 30.5 out there. Circa was 30 for the longest time on Jacksonville-Cleveland.
The Jets-Texans game is a whopping 33.
A whopping 33.
Yeah.
This has never happened in the history of the NFL since we're betting, by the way.
No.
This has never happened. So,
By the way, that Packers-Giants game Monday night's 35.5.
Oh, there you go. Now, even that game. Well, let's see. Is it the Packers Giants? They're 35. All right. Well, you can't do that tease wise. But even that game, any games that are low totals, right away, I look for like a 2.5 because I want to tease the low totals. I want to tease those underdogs getting 8.5 through the key numbers of 3 and 7. I want to tease, put them in a teaser. The lower the total, the better value that teaser becomes. If I want to tease something plus 2.5 to 8.5 at a 30 compared to a 53 total, the 30 total is much more likely to come out percentage-wise to hit that. So,
what was the bet you made just now, just to clarify for everybody?
I bet $1,000 on...
I don't need the amount,
under.
Bill.
Oh.
What's the bet?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
How much money do you have in your account currently?
I want to give them credit over... That was South Point.
Okay.
I give them credit. I put a dime teaser on New England and under.
Yeah. New England?
No, not teaser. A parlay. I put a parlay. Just a parlay, plus six and under 30.
Okay, but what would you say to someone who was like, why don't I just tease the Patriots more, right? Tease the Patriots with
tease
the over.
Down, yeah.
No, can't do it. I can't do it because, listen, I know there's one guy that wins that does that.
I'm not saying under any other circumstance. I'm
this
saying because
situation.
Of this situation.
Yeah, I just my brain and my bankroll will not let me do it. I can't tease through 10. It's just not a teaser I make.
Patriots through the 10 and the total goes down to below 24. What could possibly go wrong? Come back. More Unscripted with the Crack Man. 257 down to 29 today. Next.